Blog Talk Radio.
It started in slave ships.
Slave ships. There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo and slaves.
Non-violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums.
Get dressed!
Peace, what's happening, family? Peace, what's happening? Welcome to Straight Up Real Talk Radio, and it is I, your host, Daphne. Well, sorry, I'm not even a host for the show tonight, family, but this is Straight Up Real Talk Radio, and another episode we're bringing to you this Monday evening. And as you know, family, this is Straight Up Real Talk Radio. Why is it called Straight Up Real Talk Radio? Because here we talk straight up, real talk, no holds barred. Say what you gotta say, how you gotta say it. Here, it ain't no limits, family, because it's what's not getting said is why things aren't being done. So right here, we're going to say what's needed to be said. You know, those that, you know, with everything else that everybody else scared to say, worried about who they going to send and all that other stuff. Not here, not with Daphne, family. So today, what we're talking about police brutality. But you know what? That ain't even my business. You know what? I'm going to bring in my man who's going to be hosting this show, and that's going to be bringing it to you. That's my big brother, Haroon. Big brother, A, come on in.
How you doing today, sister?
I am doing wonderful, brother. Doing wonderful. At you today.
Relaxing. Just relaxing, you know. Think about this great subject, the man behind the badge. Wondering why they acting the way they is, you know what I mean? Why they treating people the way they treating them. What's the cause? What's wrong? Was you a punk in school or something? So now you want to abuse people that can't do nothing? And they can't do nothing to you, so they put them cuffs on you. When they put them cuffs on, they think they're the king of the world then. Oh, yeah, I'm going to chump you off.
Yeah, it's part of their job, you know? Yeah.
That's
a good one, brother, and I think everybody want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm sorry, but you say you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days of being thrown against the wall?
But I didn't have police, you know what I'm saying, acting fool when they get that pay. They don't care how big you is. When they get them cuffs off you, they think behind their back. They think they untouchable. Believe me, I've been told.
I think they probably would have went at you harder, huh? You probably got it a lot just because you probably intimidated them. You probably got it a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, just because you probably intimidated that little menial manhood that they got, if they want to call it that. That's sad, brother. That's just really sad. It's like, and it's said that, you know, that's something that a lot of brothers go through, you know, and simple sisters too. We have to endure rape along with the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? And it's a sad thing. I'm really glad that you brought this topic. I like the way you said that. And look, I'm asking questions like I'm the host, but I'm just nosy and curious, and I just like to ask questions. But you said the black white man. Break it down. I love that.
Oh, yeah. None of the black white man, huh? That's that officer that want to show up for the white officer. He's the one that wants to be tough. He's the one that's going to beat you worse than that white officer will. You know, so they say, like I was watching a video about a week ago up in L.A. It was a black officer that shot that homeless man that was on the ground. And the white officer out there looking like, man, why you do that? Why you do that? But he just wanted to show out. Back up. I'll shoot y'all again and all that. Because all he do is show out. So he went with him, probably give him like a 2 cent raise or something. You know what I'm saying? They let him get off work a little early. That's it. They ain't going to give him nothing. He's still going to be making that same money he was making. He's still going to be somebody's dude boy. He's still going to be a chump. He's still going to be a sucker. No matter what. Don't forget, bro.
You know what, brother? Look, no, he ain't. You know why? Because they going to convict his ass. See,
oh,
look,
they're going to convict his ass.
Now, we sit here and look at the statistics of convicted black officers compared to those of convicted white officers. They going to convict his ass as an example. See, they going to call it using an example, and justice finally being served, and the evidence is so heavy. No, they going to convict his black ass because they going to tell him, who you think you are, us? Like they do these fools here in Chicago. Convict every last one of their ass for everything they do. Officer slap somebody. Black officer, where he's sitting in that? In prison. Every white cop that doesn't murder somebody here, straight up on video, everything. Free as a bird. Every last one of them get convicted. And you know what? I love it. But I'll tell you a story about something I saw today involving the asses, if I can share this with you. So I'm at 95th, and I go to the McDonald's on 95th before my bus come get me on Sunday. And I'm in there now. This white dude is standing by the ATM machine, I guess fixing it, whatever. It's standing wide open. And I guess he was waiting on the party stuff because I hear him talking to the lady. I'm being nosy. And little people in there eating, of course, all African people. And three pigs come in, you know what I'm saying? and go to this guy and ask him, what you doing? What are you doing in here? The man was sitting there eating food on my soul. He was sitting there eating food, okay? They asked the man, what are you doing? And proceed to ask people, if you were eating, fine. People who weren't, they made them leave. And that's because that man standing at that ATM said he felt unsafe. You better get the hell up out of here. Man, I got so pissed that it just didn't make me. Are you freaking kidding me? I asked the damn clerk, when is the Mac Rib coming back? You got three pigs in here. Shit, you might as well start barbecuing. You know,
you
and it's because this is what, man, and this is what I'm saying, and I get, it made me post on Facebook today. You know, and it's just like, man, look, I'm just, you're hosting, but I'm just talking most. You know, it just, but it gets me, because that's like, I ain't got no love for no pig. I mean, I ain't scared to say it, people, oh, you know, fuck them all. Fuck them white, fuck them black. If you love a pig, fuck you. If you like them, fuck you. All that. Anybody, if you deal with them, if you associate with them, fuck you, because they ain't shit. And they some all of them ain't bad. Yes, they are. You know what I'm saying? And that black cop that you're talking about, they know what the hell happened. They don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, they know about the man. They know all this shit because they work for the same apparatus. Fuck them all. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they all link you guys to the cops. It's not one motherfucker's reason. And if the bitch is, it's his first day on the job and he just got into the world. And that, you know, and I'm sorry, excuse my language. But that's why the station was created.
We keep it real with the people out there.
If you know,
because
people
on.
Don't, you know, I don't know what they're scared of, what we're afraid of. You know, I don't say we, but people, you know what I'm saying, and still talk. I mean, and it gets defensive, and I love my brothers. I love my brothers. But there's so many of them claim to be real men that I can just slap the shit out their pussy asses. You ain't no real man. They call themselves real men based on the standards that they oppressor, that this parasitic ass imperialistic ass system done put on their ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what they based on a real man. How you a real man? You don't even protect your family. Because if you protect your families, our communities wouldn't look like this. This shit wouldn't even be happening. You know what I'm saying? But instead, they let... you know, it just blame themselves. You know what I'm saying? They feel they're the fault. And then they turn and make us think we're just to blame for the actions and the way this shit looks. And this ain't new. This didn't just get like this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when I say, I do get upset. You know, people, oh, you get upset, you get rowdy, you get uncouth, humbuggish. Yes, I'm all that. I'm going to be all that shit. I'm going to be racist. I'll be all that. I'll be everything you call me. If it means that I will not be passive when it comes to the state of my people. You know, I don't care who don't like it. You know what I'm saying? That's our problem, trying to please people, trying to sound right to everybody, wanting to be the good nigga. You know what I'm saying? Want to be decent. You know, they say don't act ignorant in public. I'm going to act ignorant like a motherfucker till this shit is right. You know, oh, you curse too much. I get a lot of that. Oh, that's not lady night, not queen life. If my brothers is, and I hate when brothers tell me that because you let me be treated like shit, raped, plundered, robbed, stole, everything else, and you worried about the fucking way I talk, but won't get out there and defend me? Shit. Come on now. So you think I would give up? You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing. Oh, it's not spiritual. What the hell I give about it? Because my spiritual ain't going to stay. Fuck my black ass right now. You know what I'm saying? Too many tiny objects, brother, keep us away from the liberation that we need and where we need to be because everybody wants to say the right thing, correlate themselves in the right way, and that shit just ain't working. And I'm sorry for going here and jumping all in your show like that, but I'm sorry. Well, I'm not bad.
Oh, no.
I just get that way.
Like what you... Like sisters, like you said about what you said about the sisters, man. I mean, when I first started marching, I seen about 200-300 sisters out there in the guys. I go ask them why you ain't going out there. I don't want to get in trouble, man. The police gonna come get me. But you out here selling dope to our people. You out here shooting each other. But when it comes
hey,
to that man with that badge on, you gonna get out of the way. You scared? Come on, man. We gotta get up now. We can't continue to be walking like punks out here. But you got them brother to beat the mess out of a woman now. But when that officer come to that door, oh man, I ain't do nothing, officer, I ain't do nothing. But you whooped your woman, ain't no man. That's a coward. That's a chump. That's what it is to me, man. If I say our black men, we gotta stand up out here. I got some of my best friend are white. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. We got the white men out here standing up, talking about all black lives matter, and the white folks, the brothers, we just sitting back watching. And you wonder why your sisters
exactly.
Want to be white men. Because they feel these white men can treat them better, you know, and I respect them because if they can, they can. But I say the black man, we got to stand up. We got to do something. We got to stop laying down and thinking somebody's going to give us something.
No, I ain't going to do that there, though. I wouldn't give a damn. Well, you know, see, now, that I'm going to have to disagree with you on that part about the white dude.
Can't do
oh, hell no, because, no. Now, Well, no, because, see, sisters got to take responsibility, too. You understand what I'm saying? Because we've allowed that same white man to allow us to start degrading our brothers. You know what I'm saying? Putting their criteria onto our brothers. You know what I'm saying? And as far as what a man is supposed to be, we took it away. That's what I'm saying. Hold on, Lord. Like, I'm not on the show. But you know what I'm saying? They took it away. So it's like, that's no excuse. If we, just as well as, you know, our brothers, yeah, I expect you to be there, but at the same time, you know, if I'm not there holding it down, you know, being a nurturer, I'm supposed to be as well, you know what I'm saying, not sitting here yakking and stabbing at you know what I'm saying, at the brother's back, you know what I'm saying, but holding and defending him, you know what I'm saying, as a true queen should, you know. We sit here, and we women tell them, oh, we queens. See, but they use that European definition of queen, want to be Queen Elizabeth and Queen Victoria and all them little Chrissy asses. You know what I'm saying? Our African queens are warriors. You know what I'm saying? Nation-building warriors, you know, and we get that confused, too, you know. And our brothers forget that, but we give them a lot of reasons to forget that, you know. And that's the thing, too. I'm just every day I go. But it's real talking. It's the respect that we don't have for ourselves, why these pigs don't have any respect for us, you know. And that's some things that we have to, you know, look at. And when we look at these black cops, you know what I'm saying, these black pigs, excuse me, they are just as, you know what I'm saying, there's some here in Chicago, no, they used to be pigs who aren't anymore because of the way the black pigs get treated. Inside, behind them, you know what I'm saying? And then they come out here, that's why they come out here at their aggression with us, see, because the white pigs are giving their ass the business, and they can't take it. So they hit the street, want to be the better nigga, you know what I'm saying? And as you said, show out for, you know, their counterparts, and that's what the hell they sit there and do. But no problem. So what do you, can I ask you a question, brother?
What's that, my son?
What do you do when one of these is like your, is like if this your loved one or... Or like if it's a relative, you'll see, because me, I don't give no fuck. I curse them out anyway. I got relatives that's pigs. I don't care. Hell with them, too. You know, I don't trust their ass, but fuck, I can throw them, for real. I'm telling you, I don't trust them as well as I can throw them. You know, I mean, just how do you feel? You know what I mean? And that's a lot of people do that, too. They feel, oh, but, you know, I got a relative that's an officer. I know he ain't like that. A lie? You know, how do you, when it comes to, like, relatives, and you got them black-white cops, you know what I'm saying? How do you think people should deal with them?
You know, that's still your family, it's still your blood, you know, because they got to go out and make that money. But still, on the other hand, you got to realize they still get behind, they got that badge in front of them, and they're going to do what they got to do to keep that job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got family that's into the police thing, and I let them know. When you leave for me, you're a police. And I mean, we grew up together, and I let them know you come in the house, we family. So, you know, you keep that away from me, and I keep my life away from you. And we got it. We keep it the respect thing, you know. So everything I do is legit, man. But we keep it the respect thing, you know what I'm saying? They gotta do take care of their family. So I respect it. I let them know I might not agree with it because you might have you have some good officers out here, but then you got 100 bad ones. So that they gonna make the good one look bad. So sometimes, you know, let's tell you
something.
There's
not any good. It ain't no good ones, brother, because everybody knows what's going on. The good ones, as long as them so-called good ones know what them so-called bad ones doing, it ain't no good ones because they're not saying nothing and they're not doing nothing. They're just looking over it. So that makes them just as bad and worse as them other ones. So ain't none of them good. None. Not damn one of them.
Yeah, I respect you, man. I respect you. I like working with you, though. You know, we both, me and you, we go at it. But yeah, I respect you on there. Like I said, we was marching downtown Atlanta, and it was some police officers down there. They had their head down. They couldn't even talk to us. I was to some fellow black officers. I'm like, man, look how these people talking to us, man. They telling us they gonna beat us, they gonna whoop us and stuff. And they had their head down. They couldn't do it. And they were scared. It ain't that they might not be the good or bad. They scared. You don't know what they telling people behind them doors.
Well,
if they scared,
that mean they bad. You feel where I'm coming from? If they scared, then kill your damn self. What's your purpose on this planet? If they scared to say something, they'll say something to your black ass, won't they? I bet you they'll say something to you, but they don't want to say nothing. That's what I'm saying. How can you respect that? I'll curse their ass out from here to New England. How you going to sit here and not? This is what I'm saying, bro. We make excuses for this. We make excuses. We cannot do that. People say, oh, you don't want to be reactionary. Well, it's about fucking time we start being reactionary. Because if you look around and see what I see,
respect,
see what
you
see, what you see new to you, brother.
I got the police now, sister. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I'm saying? It's not new. It's not new. This is so to us, man, it's just like crazy. It's not new, and it's like, you know, they just, and it's getting worse. And the thing is, we're becoming under state. But then, brother, I got to take a quick break really quick. You mind if we take a real quick, and we got a caller in queue that I want to, you know, get to with a comment
okay,
or a question.
Cool.
So can we take a quick break, family, for about 4.5 minutes, and we'll be back
right.
with our caller. And I've got to go make this run. All right. Peace and blessings, family. Check this out.
Who you are, one nation under a thug and bullet scar. Young nation, no revolution and no cause. One nation, young, black, and dangerous by far. Young nation, just trying to get this.
Murderous mind state, can't keep my nine straight. Sipping on this Hennessy, waiting for the time to break. Show up and motherfuckers bow down, recognize. Westside death row, outlaw riders. Untouchable mob of pistol packers. Well known fellas, labeled for drug selling, merciless jackets. Forever buzz, roll with thugs and dogs. Commence to letting off rounds, then escaping the fog. Who wanna see me solo? Catch Machiavelli while he's sleeping. My mini 14 murdering niggas while they creeping. Duck or you ass out, drink till you pass out. Ain't scared to die, drunk driving in my glass house. Niggas is under me, they bitches come to me. They heard the stories, nigga, now they wanna really see. Born first, my motto is fully guaranteed. Niggas is playing it, labeled my enemy.
One nation under a thug and bullet sky. Young nation, no revolution and no cause. Young, black, and dangerous by far. Young nation just trying to get this.
When it's on, I'm popping off every chance I get. Out the window on some uptown anthem shit. I'm stressing, but ain't no pressure here. I've been there before. Fugitive task force at my girlfriend's door. Now they checking in her bedroom. I ain't dead. 40 cows extended clip still. I ain't scared. Outlaw and best believe they won't take me alive. I'm different and I'ma prove it if it take me to die. Knew that God had a plan for me, but he won't be laying up in my casket and doing life in the can for me. Maybe I'm brazy or paranoid than a bitch. Me dying, you think I let him see the joy from that shit? Walking dead angels spend they last days by me. New Jersey John like Dave Tyree. Young Georgia Jonathan Jack. Your guns clap, mine to go black. Soldier like Geronimo Pratt. And come through cocking the black pound. When they put the Twin Towers up, Pac, I'm knocking them back down. Poster child check. Air Force Ones with the crocodile checks. I'm supposed to wow sex. Money and murder is all I breathe. And my life is full of judges and chasing enemies. In the night through the Hindi, I see the eyes of the devil. G-riding with extra boxes of bullets to the nine in the shell.
Nation under a thug and bullet sky. Young nation, no revolution and no cause. One nation, young, black, and dangerous by far. Young nation, just trying to get this.
I always thought I'd have to die to do a record with Pac. So I wrote from the perspective of a graveyard box. You end up in the box cause I'm grave robbing bastards. Dig your grave back up, snatch you out the casket. Worms in my eyes, eating through my cabbage. The flesh to the bones to the ashes. But I'm not dead, I'm actually in a session with the pot keeper and shot money, progressing. They don't really want no drama, I know your goons. That's why I keep pressure on them like an open wound. Just God given, he keeps giving me better music. So every time you hear me, my songs present improvement. Y'all can't kill me, y'all forever losing. Songs are evolution. If I load your gun for you and we bang it out with some other niggas, you better shoot it. Don't try to lie and say you was busting, I'm clever, stupid. Claiming you reppin' ruthless. You got the same bullets that you had when I loaded it for you. You never used it. The Nostradamus dream, get ready for execution. That pool fatal and pop the revolution.
You are one nation under a thug and bullet sky. Young nation, no revolution and no cause. One nation, young, black, and dangerous by far. Young nation, just trying to get this. Young nation, just trying to get this.
How long you on there for?
Peace. What's happening, sir? And family, peace, what's happening? We are back with you here at Straight Up Real Talk Radio. And this is Daphne, most definitely in the house. And here with my brother, Haroon. And talking about police brutality. My brother's talking about the black, white cop family. We have a caller on the line with us now. Brother Big A. Before I bring the call in, I want to know if I just wanted to make sure you were there and down with us, brother. So we have caller 404-396. Would you like to come on in and tell us your name, where you're calling from, and just spit that real talk?
Peace. What's happening? This is Dollar Field G, Black Power, man. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I wanted to just, you know, hit on a couple of things. I was listening, and that was real powerful. And Sister Daphne, I commend you. You are a courageous queen. You truly are, you know, because so many people have closed mouths to what's really going on. But I do have a thought about what you were saying about the police. You know that you know what's going on. It's some police out here that really know what's going on, and they don't agree with it. But guess what? They outnumbered because they're in this uniform. They're part of this organization. They're part of the police. You know they have to go along with the punches, so they believe. But I believe the outnumbered police should be recruited as limited members of the revolution because their expertise and the knowledge about their plans of what's going on, the evil plot, the divine schemes that we have, it's like a complete contrast when you're dealing with devils. So what I feel should happen is that these police should be reached out to as limited members of the revolution, because just like you said, they can't be trusted as far as we can smell them. So the thing is, we need to have our own police for our own neighborhoods, a police for the police. They're going to jump down on them when they jump down on somebody who they just want to pick on. I believe these companies that support incarceration, they fund them on the stock exchange. They need to be attacked. Companies like Walmart, companies like, you know, they have a police, they have a room for the police in every Walmart. It was just crazy when somebody dropped that bomb on me. So, you know,
I didn't know that.
April 14th. Yeah, they have because they so much support the mass incarceration. They have a police room in every Walmart, supposedly for shoplifters. They don't need that much police presence.
Yeah, right.
Somebody
whatever.
Pick up and, yeah,
man.
Yeah. So April 14th.
What happened to,
man,
security?
I don't know, but they need police in every Walmart. You know, that acts as a precinct. You know, whether somebody know it or not. I know if they that I'm a street demonstrator, so I'm gonna bring their worst nightmare. I'm gonna bring my mentality from everything that I know, everything that I learned from coming from oppression, coming from the streets, coming from prison. I'm gonna bring their worst nightmare. I'm gonna organize brothers. I'm gonna bring brothers together to bang on them. So the thing is, man, it's a mind game. On April 14th, it's going to be a demonstration, man, and I hope people understand how powerful that is. When you stop the economic trade, first off, nobody spends as much money as African-Americans. It's a proven fact. We contribute so much to the world just by being needy. The thing is, man, we were forced into this need. We was forced into this country. We were even forced to obey laws. I never signed up by the laws of the United States of America. I never signed up for that. So we're giving somebody the right to say that I'm held accountable against the rules. Now, I know that kind of sounds unreasonable because it's rapists out here. It's people that it's murderers out here. It's people that really do sick and evil things, but most of it come from these people with badges. We see this every day, man. I saw a video out in California. They killed a homeless man, and he actually fought back. They tased him until he was on the floor. He was subdued. He was in cuffs on the floor, tased. They shot him 5 times. And you know, his girlfriend, I guess, was with him. She took the stick from one of the police officers. They jumped on her. But they shot the man 5 times. It was one black officer out there, and he was the one who shot 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that an officer in that position, you get put in that position of power, man. You don't deserve certain things, man. You don't deserve God given privileges. So, you know, I'm only advocating equality. You know, I'm speaking on this radio. I'm being very respectful because I'm outraged, and I feel like the whole world should be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
I'm out here in Delaware right now. I ain't letting anybody know, man. I would check in and let my brothers know, man. You know, I'm going somewhere because I understand when you fight this cut, man. You know, you don't want to be the lonely sheep, man. But I'm their worst nightmare, man. And I'm out here in Delaware. I'm on their blocks out here, and I just spoke with one of my brothers, man. Who I confide in you a lot, man. I remember speaking with you, letting you know about what, asking for your help, you know, and the ways to go about, you know, fighting back, you know. And I spoke with that brother, man, that was a part of that onslaught by the police when they turned one of my childhood friends into a quadriplegic, you know. And, you know, did it while, you know, one of my brothers in cuffs, you know. And I got the real story and the real facts. And they have a lot of things going on with that. You know, I've been trying to reach out to this brother that's the president of the NAACP out there because he launched an investigation on this case. I believe his name Richard Smith. You know, I really wish I could have called him and got him to call in, and you know, really understand that this is a nationwide, this is a worldwide movement for this fight for freedom. And you know, but I will catch up with him. I will find him. But it just hearing the real story, hearing what happened to one of my friends. That was a personal account. Sister Daphne, I remember, you know, just hearing you. I was listening in while y'all was speaking before I hit the number to be in the queue. But, you know, it got to be something done. And I believe we should have a list of demands. I actually wrote down a few things. I don't want to be too radical. But I believe, man, you know, I did a little research. The police training is the same training that's from – This same old system. Now, when these things go down, say if it differs in different states, but in Georgia they have a certification to actually become a police officer and to remain a police officer. They can be stripped from them, but that's not enough to me. They have the same training. The last time it was ever amended was in 1987. James K. Stewart, he's the director of the National Institute of Justice. He came up with it, and it was created in 72 in San Jose, California. These same field training. I believe these field training officers should be held accountable. When you hold somebody else's pockets and their livelihood and their family accountable for the actions of an officer that they've trained who've done things to affect other people's livelihood, their pockets, and their family, then it'll bring a change about things because nobody wants to hold the weight for somebody else. But you do when you're responsible for them, when you train, you vouch for them. You made them verifiable by training them. So if you held I believe we need to push for this, man. Push for this with a pen. You know, that pen, man, that pen is powerful, man. Somebody who taught me I should always have them and rep that just like I thought. But, you know, that pen is powerful. And you should push that pen to I don't know what to really do, the first step to go about. But it needs to be put in law. That for one, we need our own police. But two, they need
can
to
I
be
interject for a second, bro?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Can
I'm
I interject for 1 second? Just to say, you know, we can write, we can scroll, we can type, we can write all that shit down. I'm gonna put this as a straight up thing. This they shit, you did. This their shit,
yeah.
This their house. You understand what I'm saying? They're not gonna let nobody come in and redecorate their house. We were brought into their house to serve them. The only purpose. See, they don't need us now, brother. There's no need for the manual labor like it was. Everything is technology, information, all that now. See, they don't need us. No, they don't. See, that mind state that we can change and reform does not work for Africans. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, and this is where I get that Daphne, you racist part. Yes, a lot of people out here, you know what I'm saying Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Like Brother said earlier on in the show, it ain't black people leading that. You understand what I'm saying? You did. The thing is, see, it'll never be any reforms. It'll never be anything that's going to stop this except for the total breakdown and takedown of this capitalist system. There will never be reforms. There will never be laws passed. There'll be nothing. This ain't nothing new under the sun. What's happening out here ain't nothing new, brother. It's just a whole new wave of new minds. Been around a long time, done seen this wave go up and down so many times, brother. I done seen so many Trayvon, so many Oscars, so many, you know what I'm saying? People don't even know, even when the homeless dude got killed in L.A., a couple of hours later, see, don't nobody know, another one got killed by the bridge in L.A.
Yeah.
But was screaming for his life. You know what I'm saying? This here happens all the time. What we have to understand as a people, number one, when we have other activists, and I mean that are not black, that are not, see, we don't listen to the ones we should be listening to. You understand what I'm saying? That carries the ideologies of African internationalism and other things, and black nationalism and things that focus on our people and our freedom and what's keeping us totally oppressed. All our struggles are not the same. See, because whether you black and gay, whether you black and a woman, or whatever, you still black, and you're going to get fucked up regardless just for that, for being an African. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's and not everybody else can get reformed. They have privilege because you know what? When they decide that they okay and shit okay with them and they ain't tired of this shit, they can dust themselves off, turn around, and ease right back into that damn privileged lifestyle that they got. We have not a choice, and we have to understand that. We should not. Progressive, liberal, reforms and things, as African, as black people, we should not support those. If we don't support revolutionary movements, we ain't doing nothing. Because this has to happen, like you said earlier, you know what I'm saying? They gunning us. Damn, but then we teaching our sons the wrong thing. So yeah, we going in here telling brothers, yeah, y'all shooting people down, get in the cop space and tell them they shooting them down. We see, when we criminalize, we got to defend at the same time. And when we tell our sons to put the guns down, we don't tell them to put them down. We tell them to turn them around. That's what we got to be telling our sons, because the only way they're going to stay alive is to start arming themselves. You know why they had these little programs? Turning your gun, get a gift certificate and all that shit. They were disarming our communities for this right here, because they knew what they were finna do. They finna do this here. I don't know, you know, everybody better take a look. This is not nothing that's just happening. Police don't want crazy. This is by design. They are apparatuses of the state. The state, which is the apparatus of the parasitic fucking imperialist-ass capitalist motherfuckers who got us all down. This is happening to Africans all over the world. Black men and women gonna continue, and children, will continue to be murdered and slaughtered until they have eradicated us all, because their only purpose is to exterminate us from that earth, from this place here. I don't care how good of a nigga you is, and you better be that good nigga if you want to stay and do their duties, because they need them in place. But the lumping class, the rest of the popo, that 70% unemployed, thrown off class within our communities, are not wanted. And they are murdering us off. They are murdering our children, especially full-fledged Africans. That's why interracial is being pushed. See, they want what we got, but they don't want us. And the sooner we realize, the better. The sooner we start feeling like, oh, we got to act right, and everybody hold hands, kumbaya, fuck that. We get right, then we'll get with everybody else, because they can't get right unless we get right. And they know this. They know they can't get right till we get right. But what they're trying to do, their ideology is trying to find a way around the Africa question. But see, we got to push the Africa question. We have to. Because it's never going to come together. And we're going to be screaming Black Lives Matter. You got these groups and these white groups, the Revolutionary Communist Party, the Stop Mass Incarceration, is led by a white man sitting over in Europe. That's who's leading this black struggle. I don't give a fuck what kind of turnout it gets and how much hell it raises. That shit ain't right, and that's why we at where we at right now, because we don't have the confidence enough in ourselves to lead our own shit on April 14th, every black person is supposed to be in a black community.
Damn, what happened to my phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello. Yeah, she turned up, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't know. She got disconnected. I thought my phone had hung up.
No. Call me at the top.
Yeah, but I'm real talk, though. I think she right, you know. Because
yeah, it is. Like on the 14th, everybody need to come out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a problem, man. We got to stop laying down, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got, like I say, you got to hit them people in the pocket. That's where it's going to hurt it. You know what I'm saying? We can go out here and we can shoot each other all day. We ain't doing making them richer. You know what I'm saying? They gonna keep locking us up, and they're going to keep putting people behind them bars, and it's going to make them richer. That's why they keep building these jails, because they got the money. Some of them ain't got Thomason. They talking that crazy stuff, Thomason. They don't have money for jobs, but you got money to build. What else? But you got money to build jails, though. But you ain't got money to put people behind, give people jobs. That thing, man, we got to get smart out here, man. We got to wake up. We got to realize what's going on. If we don't, we're in trouble. We really in trouble, man. We don't see, if we don't wake up and get our minds together, bro, we in trouble. That's why I said, like she said, on April 14th, every black person around this world should be up out there making some noise instead of just sitting there.
Yeah.
All of them, every black person in America need to be up doing something. And that's
real. Yeah. And I think every black person that don't, you know, I think it should be some kind of, see, man, you know, you gotta put a standard on your people. You know, I look at the Indian community, I look at the Latinos, I look at it's a standard on their community. You know, the Europeans that didn't have that, and you know, it was like something that plagued our culture from being robbed and kidnapped.
But if
they do a demonstration and one of their own don't participate, they're shunned. They become shunned. You know, that means you can't even greet me, really. You know, it ain't no high. You know what I'm saying? It's that's the same kind of attitude that should be carried, you know, when somebody...
Like that, I agree with
you. On Mondays, me and you should be... We should be hosting this show on Mondays. We're going to help her, bro. We didn't know you were there, sister.
No, I'm back, y'all. You see what they did to me. And I had to call back in to the regular line because they got something saying I'm still on the other line. You think I'm see? We think we be bullshitting. You think it's going to... I done fell off twice. For real, though. That's what I'm saying. But that's what they're going to have to do with me, because I'm going to tell you all day, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but what I was saying before I left, it's just real talk, y'all. We got to stop being ashamed of being African, ashamed of who we are. Feel we got to be second class. What do we need them for? Why we ain't lifting our own people? We don't need shit they got. Everything they've developed, we took part in. We have our own scientists. We have our own electricians. We have our own genius. We have all that ourselves. We are supposed to be focusing on our communities. We always talking about support black businesses. Shit, black businesses ain't been supporting us, because if it was, our communities weren't looking like this. You understand
right
what I'm saying? We got to start thinking about the shit we saying, and thinking because people look like us, they for us. And that's why, brother, like you said, that black-white. We got to, if you're not talking about the restoration, development, and everything that's conducive to our self-liberation and self-determination, then it's just not worthy, family. Look what's happening to us. Look what's happening to our communities. This is crazy. And these little things, we sit here using their templates, their way of doing things to call ourselves correcting it. That shit don't work. It ain't going to work. It's not for us. The problem is that everybody, the rest of the world is waiting on us to stand up. The rest of the world is waiting, and they fight back. They see to you, they tell y'all they terrorists. That's what they call them. No, they people fighting back because these same imperialist motherfuckers going over there fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? And now they brought it here. We are in a police state, you know, but this is militarization. You know what I'm saying? We are colonized fucking people, and people don't even know, and they feel like, oh, I'm doing something, or I'm living like that. No, you're living like you're supposed to be living, you're told to be living. You know what I'm saying? You won't say this, you won't say that. I get so tired of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's the thing is, we don't want to say nothing to each other because we feel the status quo has even set the revolutionary stance up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can't say nothing to that person because they're activists too, and they do good work. They can kiss my motherfucking ass if they ain't sitting here talking about the right stuff. If you're not ready to go say, hey, you are doing this to our people, then you ain't doing nothing. And then we got to start saying this. I don't have time for that. I don't need no damn friends. I need to live, and I got a granddaughter and going to have some more that need to live. So I don't give a damn who don't like me for what I say and how I say it. Fuck this. I ain't never been nobody's fool. And my son's out here getting murdered and killed and things I've even had to go through with my own. Oh, no. Are we really? But everybody want to be so uppity, not realizing that those are the same criteria that they set for us to tell us that whether we're worthy, whether we're good or not. And we even still try to be like that. Hell no. Like you said, something has to be done. Yes, it does. What has to be done is we have to be unapologetically African. That's what has to be done. And proud of it. And second to none. And not allow nothing. Nothing. You know, they say turn the other cheek. Shit. Uh-uh. No. Daphne says, no, you get hit in your shit, you hit back. And that's how this shit go. And that's the only way we're going to get. And I know y'all probably thinking I ain't being too ladylike right now. That's good, because I'm not a lady. I'm a warrior queen. That's what I am. And I'm going to be that way until it get right. I'm supposed to be happy. How the hell I'm supposed to be happy and dainty in this shit here? And I got to see my people dying all day, every day. Where am I supposed to get happiness from? There's no such thing. We all supposed to be enraged and mad. I can't even have respect for hardly any damn body. Because they want you to respect. Oh, you going to respect me? How the fuck I'm going to respect you? You don't even respect yourself. You don't care. People always said, I'd die for my kids. No, you won't, because if you would, all our ass would be dead. Because they fucking with our kids. They hurting them every day, and we ain't saying nothing. We ain't doing nothing. They come into our homes. They come into our schools. They come into our neighborhoods. We say nothing, but we straighten up and just fly right. We say, yes, sir. Yes, well, excuse me. I ain't finna say we, because I'll be damned if I don't do none of that shit. And I promise, and I tell everybody, that shit is easy, and you ain't got to pit a tap for nothing. I live my life free. I say that shit over and over again. Do I go to work every day? Yes, the hell I do. And what I'm saying right here, I stand in the middle of that flow, and I say that shit there, too. Because they know the business. You know why? Because I'm unapologetically African. I'm not going to make an excuse of why I won't stand up for my people. I'm not going to make an excuse to try to make it more comfortable and easy for me. I'm not going to make an excuse so I won't take a chance of getting locked up. I ain't going to make no excuse so I won't get a chance of losing my life. I'd rather lose my fucking life than to live in this shit. I ain't never finna go through that. They, oh, Daphne, you're too hard. You're too this. I'd rather be. Family, I'd rather be. For real. Because there's just no way, no way, there's no way. We are dehumanized in front of our children. They get you in front of your family, and they disrespect you and dehumanize you, and then you'll turn around and got the nerve to tell your kids, respect me. Really? I wouldn't respect your ass. You let them disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? So it seems we got to think about family. This is real life out here. And when we continue to let somebody else interpret it for us instead of interpreting it ourselves by what we experience and what we see. See, we let other people interpret it for us. You know why? Because we feel they know. Only thing they got that we ain't got are the resources. And see, the thing that we got to understand is that's what we're supposed to be doing, taking our shit back because it's ours. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we go. So what we do, when we teach our children, we want to teach them to be the good ones. Yeah, we want them not in the street, not doing these things, not doing these things. No, we don't want that. But we don't sit and feed them to no wolves either. We don't feed them to them sharks. Oh, you go to college, and you go do this, and you become this great lawyer, and you go make something of yourself and get out the hood. These are our neighborhoods. These are our hoods. We sending our kids off to them. We got to stop doing that. Everything that could be done within our community. We don't want to change our lifestyles. We don't want to change the way we live. We are comfortable for what they have spoiled us with. We don't want to give up the conference, but yet we want to fight the power, but we want what the power got to offer. That shit don't equate. It don't equate. You understand what I'm saying? It don't at all. We have to start thinking about that, families. We got to be for real about this and recognize what's real. It's not just happening to a church. They don't like no niggas. If I just got to say it like that, because it's like we feel like it's like a special group they want to get rid of, or certain people don't count, and, oh, it don't apply to this segment. It applies to us all.
You know, it's a radio show.
You know, and so we go. I'm sorry, and I can keep going. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
I don't even want to slow you roll. I don't want you to talk. I don't want to slow you roll, but I just want to add on to what you were saying. I want to add on to what you were saying. That it's a it's another thing too that's going on. Like you saying, it's a special group where they feel like they don't. Is a lot of the tap dancing ass rappers too and entertainers that they leading the youth to feel to be the wrong type of rebels. They leading to feel like basically like what you were saying, don't put the gun down. Show them what to point the gun at. They point it. They get you to feel like it don't apply to you when you're destructive to your own kind. When you got breeding self hate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not enough for us. They're saying, nah, I'm not gonna tap dance, master. They don't give them that much resistance. They go along with it, you know. But I mean,
We just thought numbers don't matter either. It don't have to be enough. It just got to be some. The problem is, there ain't none, because I done seen a couple of few make a whole lot of noise and bring a whole lot of attention. You know what I'm saying? We look at history. We don't, you know what I'm saying? It'll take the masses, of course, to overthrow, but to bring awareness. And you know, like when earlier, you mentioned earlier, like with pigs, you know, and you said some of them that feel bad about it just ain't enough of them. See, the thing is, bro, yeah, they got to eat, so what? But the point being is, they still putting their family in danger. Quit the fucking job. You don't have to be a pig. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't the only damn way to live in this world. You did what I'm saying. So if they truly felt, truly did, then they would leave. They would leave it and not support it. You understand what I'm saying? So if they feel so bad, leave it. Is that all you feel? So it's worth? Because the next person would be their own kid or even them. Look at the brother Howard Morgan here in Chicago. He's a police officer, 28 times by police officers. And who got sentenced? He just got free. And this man is jumped 28 times. And none of them officers got any time. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, see, those, again, I say, brother, see, we got to stop with the excuses. We got to stop making them. There's nothing that can justify what's happening to our people. There's nothing. Nothing that we should ever allow to justify what's happening to our people. You know what I'm saying? Across this globe, nothing. Only thing we should ever say is no and not let it happen. Run to the defense of our brothers and sisters. But selfishness gets in our way because the first thing we think about is our own lives, you know? And that's, you know, but we sin and we're sin and honor this person and that person, brothers and sisters who did the two ultimate sacrifices, that of death and that of incarceration for many decades. How can we honor them? Because we do not move like they move. Take a look. Take a look at how they moved and how they stood up and the things they said and the actions they took and compare them. So if we're going to honor them, the best way we honor them is not let them suffer in vain. And we're letting them suffer in vain because we too damn coward to get up like they got up because we don't want to suffer what they suffered. So guess what? So now our children are going to suffer. You know, that's why I definitely encourage people to think twice before saying that they'll die for their kids. Think twice because you won't. Because we're all these dead motherfuckers because they're killing them. Our parents will be gone because they would have died for us. You know, we want to fit in. This is not a place for us to fit in. It's not. We weren't meant to fit in, and we have to accept that. You know, everybody just want to be in denial, like, you know, now where we once were, but look at we now, we just, no, we're not. We're not. And if that's the sad case, that's why we're at such a pitiful point that we see celebrities and figures like that in sports and athletes and things like that as public figures and leading figures in our communities and households. That's some bullshit. For real, that's where we at. Is that where we at? Do we see? Well, see, we, you know, thinking. Our people choose not to think because someone else thinks for us. They lay it all out for us, and we follow suit. And you hear the same shit repeated over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Not clear, natural interpretations and understandings of what's going on out here. Because if that were, then people be so pissed off all that other shit could not be said. We will not. We are. I mean, we just don't want to be this African. You come to my door up in Chicago. You get on my block. You gonna know what house is mine. Because you're going to see the signs. You're going to see that red, black, and green flag flying out there. You're going to know mine. Because I'm going to make sure it's known. I love who I am. And we got to start loving who we are, not being ashamed. And when we say we ain't ashamed, it ain't about the religion, it ain't about the culture, it ain't about none of that right now. I'm going to tell you, I'm probably one of the most revolutionary ass people who don't know nothing about my history. I don't know nothing about the history of my culture, all the religion. I don't know none of that. You know why? Because I'm focused on this right here. Because I got, when shit gets straight, I take all the time and learn all my little history and all the culture and all that, the ancient this and the ancient that. But right here, right now, today, I got to focus on what's going on, and too many other people's minds are lost on that. You know? So it's just so much that we got to do. And places we need to go to, we can, you know, get rid of those black, white cops and those cops and all those. Yeah, we can police our own communities when we have our own communities. Right now, we don't have our communities. And again, I repeat, this is their shit. They are not going to give us anything out of their house. Our only purpose is to serve them in their house. Other than that, the mayor will not rearrange his house for us. It's a little piece of that, brothers. I'm sorry. See, come on there. I'm sorry, Big A. I just went on. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're right, sister. You're right. You ain't doing nothing but telling the truth. I'm just listening and learning. I agree with you 100%. We got to wake up. We got to come. Like you say, like brother said on the 14th, and you said it too. We need to get up now. Watch how many black folks going to be saying, I ain't going to lose my job. I ain't going to pay my bills. Okay, well, that's up to you then. If you get up and go ahead and find out, there's other ways to make money. You ain't got to sit there and that man tell you every day, talk to you like a dog. You go home, you cry to your mom and your dad, your brother, your sister, your kids. Talking, they treat me like I ain't letting them work. They doing that because you letting them. You ain't standing up. Like you said, people finna realize if we come together, we run everything. We are the key. The black people are the missing key to this world, and we don't even realize it. That's why they don't want us to wake up. Like Mr. Hoover say, we have to wake up the sleeping giants. And he don't just mean he don't just mean the GDs. He don't just mean the streets. He's talking about everybody. We got to wake up. Like brothers, like they get that politician, they have to get where they come from. Don't forget, man, you grew up in the projects with me. You came to the hood with me. Like I said, we got to get up and do something. Because if we don't do nothing, they're going to come to us.
Oh, peace, brothers. I'm sorry. I got dropped again.
My bad, Susan. I had turned up. No, not this one. Yeah, but you know, Susan, we speak, you know, they're going to mess with it. They don't want that truth to come out. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here talking on mute now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It was because we had to put it up on the hour. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, brother.
No, I was saying because it's an echo with your voice. Yeah. Everybody, if you on cue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a reverb.
Speaking.
Somebody's on speaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had no speaker.
Yeah,
kind of.
Okay, now I'm sorry. And what were you saying about the dollar bill?
Oh, no, pardon me. I was just trying to make sure your words were clear.
Oh, okay. Most definitely. But, y'all, we at the hour. I am hoping, well, Brother Big A, I know if you guys want to come back next Monday and you know, let's talk, some straight-up real talk. You know what I'm saying? And what y'all guys think about that?
Yeah, let's call it part two. We need to finish this conversation. Dollar, we ought to even promote this real.
Okay,
hard.
Well, wait a minute. We're not done yet because we have we're not done yet. We got another call in queue, and we leave no voice unheard on straight up, okay?
Okay.
So
when
we get up out of here, we're going to bring in a caller 678-978-984. Come on in. Peace and blessings, family. Can you hear me? 678.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah, I'm just listening.
Come on in, brother.
Yeah, I'm just listening to what y'all talking about.
Oh, you say, well, brother, you listened at the end because we're about to wrap this one up. We wanted to know if you had something that you wanted to add. But we will be right back here next Monday. So if you come back and join us next Monday at 4:30 Central and 5:30 Eastern, we'll be right back here, family. You know what I'm saying? And we'll take it on for 2 hours next week. You know what I'm saying? So most definitely, brother, join us back here. Brother Dollar Seal, so much you know, thank you for joining me. You know, I've never had a chance to interact with you outside of Facebook, so this has been a pleasure. So I thank you so much, most definitely. And, brother, and Big A, but most definitely, of course, you know, we'll be talking. And brother, just to continue this discussion, brother, it's going to be wonderful. And I'm sorry I talked most of it. I ain't gonna do
that. That's true. Hey, we was just letting you know. You was good, my sister. We just letting you know we're here for you.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So, well, peace and blessings, family. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, heed the words of a brother. This is like one of my favorite joints, so I'm going to drop and close it out with this one, family. So peace and blessings to you all. So we'll holler at y'all next week.
You have to speak the truth.
Allah.
You have to speak your mind. Every time I speak my mind.
Actually, family, it's a modal technique. Speak your mind and definitely take a listen to this.
You have to speak the truth. You have to speak your mind. Every time I speak my mind, I'm lyrically critical. The pinnacle of being revolutionarily pivotal. Beyond anything ever studied that's metaphysical. Man, fuck a minority. I'm not politically minimal. But obviously terminologies that are statistical are manufactured to be unequivocally subliminal. Transmitted by monopolized media visuals. So I riddle hypocritically pitiful criminals. Habitually utilizing typical rituals with false pretense in attempts to be spiritual to individuals who believe in biblical miracles instead of themselves, cause they're not thinking original, and the color of their skin makes them feel invisible, like microscopic miscarriages lynched with the umbilical. Only a fucking imbecile would think they're uncorrectable, cause you're susceptible to becoming more than a spectacle. Remember that your flesh and blood and your body's dissectable. I'll beat you until you're a vegetable and wake up in a hospital covered in poisonous chemicals in a fetal position with your face sewn to your testicles, thinking that you were kidnapped by extraterrestrials. You got heart, I'm the blood that pumps in your ventricles. Technique, I'm like your soul, nigga, indispensable, with no respect for those who cower at the hour of revolution, because the government owes my people restitution, instead of sedatives like cocaine and prostitution. Conclusion is that you'll have to violently silence me, cause I raid the airwaves at cutthroat piracy. In school my teachers blinded me, but now I can see, now I'm mentally and revolutionarily free, broadening horizons about what my people could be if we wasn't set up to get shot, locked, or OD. You see families bleed because of corporate greed, and monopolizing weed is virtually impossible, so it won't be legalized, and that's another obstacle. But I'm still rolling up pocketfuls of tropical. The government's involved directly, so it's unstoppable, like a nuclear rocket full of biochemical toxins that invade the ecological. Improbable that the average intellect could understand, so I encrypted this into hip-hop that's in high demand, and spread it through the ghetto of every city like contraband. Stomp a man of any complexion with a devilish nature, cause I'm trying to save the earth, but you're just getting in line to rape her.